We're down a man, and this is how we start the show off. I got no background music. It sounds very lackluster. I had no... Just, here, Derek, take the mic. Your turn to talk. Okay. Hey, guys. Happy Monday. A very Monday for us over here at Talking About Practice. That's right. If you're listening to these sultry sounds of just my voice with no background music, it can only mean one thing. Talking About Practice is here without its host. So I take over. This is how I start off. Super strong. Way to make me look real good, Brad. Let's throw up a little bit. Yeah. Let it sink in. You know, let's take a little break. Let's let the music take over right now. How about, yeah, let's go. Talking About Practice is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and Bicycle Service Shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at NorthRimAdventure.com. Shout out to North Rim Adventure Sports for helping us here at KZFR, even though we're a lackluster organization here, especially on the TVP side of things. But we're better at it. Monday, it's here. A lot of things are happening. Sports is actually happening. So you know what? Let's get into it, shall we? Down two guys. Doesn't hold us back. Let's get into it. Talking About Practice starts right now.
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. Talking about practice, man.
What is good, party people? It is that time of the day, that time of the week when Talking About Practice takes over the airways of Northern California. I am your host today, Derek Isomaki, joined with me in the booth, the lanky legend, aka John Lucan, aka Sonny Slim. What's good, my dude?
Wow. What's up, dude? You didn't even give me the long snapper. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. That one's dying. It's dying off.
Do you not like the long? I feel like I kind of forgot about it. The long snapper.
Sounds, we're going to forget about it.
I mean, I like it.
It's not bad. I feel like that's a pretty good one. Yeah. You were a long snapper. That's a pretty good position to be in life.
I think it's an easy way
to skate way through life, and I'm all about that, skating by.
I mean, you didn't have somebody, like, under you.
No.
At all times.
Your balls were to yourself. You touched only one ball, nothing else.
The pigskin. That's what we're talking about, the pigskin. Yeah.
Pigskin, yes.
You don't have to hand no hand-to-hand contact anywhere. And obviously our producer extraordinaire, Statman Brad, a.k.a. Brad the Butcher, a.k.a. Yeah! Man, I don't know where I did that better. What's up, Brad? How you doing?
Hi. How's it going, guys?
Can we really say extraordinaire when he's fumbled?
It's not so extraordinary. I mean, today has been lackluster for him.
Yeah, it started off very... It was
mediocre
at best.
Said
facetiously.
Oh, nice.
So...
Big words. We don't use that here. Come on now.
Bring it up to my level. Okay, y'all. Something extraordinary is happening in the air.
Jero's not here.
That's one of them.
Two things are happening extraordinary here.
And there's one bad thing that's happening in the air, too. It's a mixture of good and bad right now.
Oh, I'm curious.
In the Chico air specifically, it's bad. Humid.
Oh, yeah.
It feels bad. Storms, that's not the thing that I'm talking about. I'm all about... The storms, I feel, are just kind of like a preview of what's to come.
Okay.
And that's U-Haul season.
Oh,
I hate U-Haul season.
Oh.
Wait,
this is the bad U-Haul season. There's good U-Haul season and there's bad U-Haul season.
Wait,
and they each come twice a year. And each one of them, two of them are bad, two of them are good.
Yeah, but are they really going to be coming that much this year?
I don't think they are, but they're still coming.
Yeah, a few.
They're still coming. So the U-Haul season is still upon us. It's not the good U-Haul season.
It's a light one.
It's a light U-Haul, but still, it's like U-Haul season. Like, it's not going to be, you know, don't have to batten up the hatches. But it's still there, and it's never fun.
Keep your eyes peeled.
Yeah.
Keep your garbage cans in your backyard.
Because I live in that area where all the garbage cans fill up. And they just treat the area like trash. Literally. It's just everywhere around you. It's like, come on, y'all. Have some respect for your streets. Have some respect for the community you live in. Have some respect for your school. Have some respect for your damn selves.
I mean,
starting off so happy. I really like this. We're ragging on Brad, and then this is just great. This is great.
I think as a local Chico, over seven years now.
No, I'd agree, because you stay over the summer, you stay over the winter.
And I've been over here 7 years now.
Yes.
I think that's a good starting point.
Transplant.
You don't like them.
Yeah.
You don't like when they come in. And I think every Chico who's a local has that, like, you need them, but you hate them.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, I can speak as a true Chico local.
Yes, you are.
The one thing I'm actually kind of excited for, and it's always a depressing time of the year, is you always have those freshmen or transfer deaths throughout the year. So we're not going to have as many because the bar's going to be down, parties will not be there or very low. So a lot of lives will be saved.
I am not going to lie. That was a very shocking thing to me when I first came up into this town, was just the sheer number of emails I got of students dying. I was like, my goodness, people, what? Yeah.
Like the first part of the year, the first month or
some people can't handle it.
Yeah. No, either you get hit by a train because you don't know how to drink and be by a train, or you just
some serious, you know, mental issues.
Of course.
That happen, and
of course.
Always thoughtful about it. But still, like, I was like, what?
But a lot of people come to Chico and they think they can handle it. It's like, no, Chico's a special area where if you don't respect it, it will bite you in the butt.
I mean, a lot of people don't respect it, and they just, like, trash it, and they're just, and it's like, I hate those people.
Oh,
like,
I agree.
I don't know. I ride my bike everywhere I go, for the most part. If I can, cracking voice,
Did your pigskin just drop?
Brad with it. That was a good one.
Coming in hot.
Jerome's not here. Are we even going to talk about sports today?
We get there. Okay. I just figured right. U-Haul season needs its due time.
No, it definitely
right
does. Yeah, for sure. Definitely does.
For sure.
It's there. Okay, well then now we'll just get off that train after those rails.
We'll unload the U-Haul.
Yeah. Right? Like, seriously.
With some sports talk.
U-Haul is seriously, they have a brilliant, like, that's a brilliant business model right there. All my employees are just trucks. Like, that's all I got. And one guy to make sure all the trucks are all lined up and cleaned up.
And I used to go to U-Haul for propane quite a bit. There's only like one or two people in there, and that's it. And they have one guy in the repair shop, and that is it. They have two, three people. That's
brilliant
great
model, and they're all over the place, and everyone needs them at one point in time or another.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, brilliant. Unless you have a truck.
All right, on to the good season right now. Playoff basketball! Woo!
That is some soccer lungs right there.
I was practicing all day for that.
I mean, sorry, I had to drop you down there for a sec.
You did proper on that one.
All right.
It is glorious right now. You wake up in the morning, and what do you got? NBA basketball.
Yeah, the first time you're seeing NBA basketball at noon?
What?
Oh,
it was
great.
Beautiful. I got a slight chub going on when I was witnessing Denver Nuggets versus...
Wow, Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz.
That was
a great game.
Wow, the spider.
Woo! I'm sad I missed it.
57 and a loss. That's gotta feel that's gotta feel so bad. Like you come in so hot. 57 points. Youngest.
Yeah, and well, with Mike Connolly Jr. being out, he's out of the bubble for his birth of his son. That really, really hurts him. You see him at the end of the fourth quarter where they're pretty much just exchanging bucket for bucket, playing the two-man game with the high, you know, pick and roll. But dude, if Donovan Mitchell can get a little bit of support from Rudy Gobert or any other, you know, player on that team. I doubt I even know anyone else on that team.
Rudy Gobert, good at stopping balls in the paint. Bad at stopping coronavirus from entering the NBA.
Oh.
So.
I mean, you're not wrong.
Yeah, I was going to say, man.
Who do you guys got in that series?
Oh, Denver.
Yeah.
Easy on
that one. Those unis right now?
Do you think it goes far? You think it's five games?
I could see six. I don't think it's going to go six, but I could see six. It just depends on what Mitchell does. If he continues this route, I think they're going to get two. But if he cools down and only gets 20, 30 points a game, it's going to go five.
20 or 30 points a
game. We could easily break down who do you think is going to win right now based on the analytics of the game. That's boring. You don't have to do that. I don't want to do that right now. We're going to break it down based on unis and name of the team.
Okay.
So, okay. All right. I like this one.
We're going to start off right now. So first match, we got Nuggets versus Jazz. Easy one. We already said Nuggets.
I don't know if it's easy, though. Because
those,
I mean,
Nuggets unis are fire right now. They're rocking.
Okay. I think I'm going to give it to the Nuggets, but it's not as
those Jazz
not
ones
as
are clean.
Far away as
yeah.
Those Jazz ones
Jazz
are clean, I'll
clean.
Tell you. They're
those
clean,
white ones.
But I'm telling you, those ones, especially the Nuggets.
All right, we'll
today,
give it to the Nuggets.
That black with the rainbow on there. Oh,
we'll give it to the Nuggets.
Gorgeous.
Fresh right now. All right. Next one we had going on, we had the
Raptors and Nets.
Now, Raptors, old school, if they ever bring those throwback ones, top a lot of most jerseys out there. Now, I will say the Nets, you're new into existence, but I'm telling you, those biggie ones that they got.
The Coogee line.
Clean. So clean. No
Are
one
you
really
going
sticks
the upset
out.
Here? I don't know.
I feel like the Raptors have to take it because they do have a little bit more variety because the Nets
Did
are
you right. say 8-1? No, it's 7-2.
7-2.
Excuse me, yeah.
So I still got to think the... I feel the Raptors are going to take this one because the Nets don't have enough to offer.
I'm with the Raptors as well.
Yeah.
Raptors Especially just one. Because of the history of the old school.
And not to mention the name Raptor, way better than a net. What the hell is a net?
Like
a net? Like,
well, I mean, if we're gonna be looking at the Nuggets jerseys today, I mean, those are some old school jerseys that they kind of reestablished.
No doubt.
Yeah. So
I think the whole repertoire comes into play.
Yeah.
Whatever ones they can rock at this point in time, that determines it. Okay, then the other ones we had going on, we have
Celtics-Philly now,
ooh.
Currently.
Now, Celtics are boring.
They're just plain Jane.
They've never done anything with it.
Well, it's like the Bears or Packers. Like, they're never going to have a different uniform, you know?
They've had some nice variations with those, like the gold one with the green.
Yeah.
Black. Still, not enough.
No.
Those 76ers, though.
Philly all day.
All day.
All day.
Those Allen Iverson blue, black. Ooh. Oh, my gosh. Back in the day, those were clean.
Mm-hmm.
Those were super clean. All right. Next one we had going on.
We have Magic Bucks.
Magic. Ooh. This is a
Orlando
good one.
Magic.
This is
Milwaukee
a hot
Bucks.
Magic right now. Hot both those unis right now.
They're good. They're good.
A lot of good variations.
Yes.
Because those black pinstripes from the Orlando Magics.
I think I'm going to have to go. I don't.
But those some
the
clean
red
Buck
ones. With the red ones for the Bucks. Those old school red ones.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, those
so
are
nice.
Those are fire.
I'm going to have to go Bucks
on this one.
I think so, too, just because. Yeah, the Bucks got to take it for me. Who were they going against?
All right, the Magic.
That's
right.
Yeah, not to mention the Magic. That's a terrible name too. You just named after Disney. That's lame.
Is that why they were named the Magic?
It's got to be. They're in Orlando.
Yeah.
Okay. Orlando
Magic,
you know what?
Disney's
fair.
Magic Kingdom.
Fair. All right. I mean, get it.
I'm not Sherlock Holmes, but here you go, Watson.
So, do we do Miami yet?
No, that is our next game.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
We got Miami versus the Pacers, right?
All right. Yeah.
This is an easy one for me too.
Miami all day.
Oh,
yeah.
I would have said Pacers.
I
like their old school. If we're talking about like old school jerseys when they bring those back,
this is coming
I like
from
those.
The kid that would go back in time and see the Hoosiers play a high school game.
That's exactly. Yeah.
Of all your games, you're going to choose to go back in time.
No, I picked a lot better ones as well, but that was part of my five.
Those Heat unis.
Oh, the Miami Vice.
Oh, yeah. Dude, man.
Not touching it.
Sorry, man. The Pacers fall way short of that.
Okay.
That one just reigns supreme.
Next one, Thunders, Rockets.
Ooh. Okay, we got a couple of new school people coming into action.
Now, can you throw Thunders for the old Sonics jerseys?
Ooh, if we can do that, then I feel the Thunder got to take it.
Well, I think without those, I feel like the Thunder have a good, the blue and orange.
That Native American tribal one they did, weird. Kind of weird. I don't know what they're... I get it. I don't know if there's a lot of reservations out there.
There are. Oh, there's a lot.
Okay.
There are a lot of them. When I was driving through Oklahoma, all it was this is the city, and this is the home of this tribe that lives in the city.
Gotcha.
So there's a lot of them.
All right. Okay. Well, then America, we're like, all right,
going
Oklahoma,
Rockets.
Native Americans. That's
Rockets.
Where you're going. All right, Rockets.
I'm going Oklahoma.
All right.
Those old school Rockets, I will tell you. Those blue pinstripe ones.
Oh, yeah.
I always think it's TV franchise in those. I don't know what it is.
I think Yao Ming on those.
Tracy McGrady's first year.
Yep.
Yeah. But then they went over it because I don't like the new ones they got. Mm-hmm. I don't like that red one with that. Yeah. It's just not exciting to me.
Yeah. That's like the NBA Jam, like a flame bucket.
Yeah.
You know?
That one honestly feels a toss up. Either one could go because I will say Oklahoma to every. I like their color scheme. Their color scheme is nice, so it helps out a lot. Okay. Next one we got.
We have Mavericks and Clippers.
Ooh. Okay.
I'm going Mavericks all
day. Yeah.
Some of those old school Mavs.
The Steve Nash and Dirk
super clean.
Rookie year jerseys,
The Clippers, I don't know. Like, go back. They need to return to San Diego or something, you know?
All right, and last but not least.
Yeah.
Last but not least, the Blazers and the Lakers.
Wait. Now, this is a really tough one. Because you would think that as a Laker fan, I would just automatically hop. Because that purple and yellow.
Again, they're kind of like the Celtics in that regard, where they're kind of plain Jane, never really switched up, until they had the blue...
The blue.
The blue, what were they? The
Los Angeles the, blue the Minnesota
the
Lakers.
Minnesota Lakers.
Yeah.
The blue
they have
there.
Some great options, the Lakers.
But
do.
The,
they do. And that
the Mamba, the Black Mamba.
That's the one problem I have is they said if they make it to the second round, that was the first problem.
I was like,
if?
Whoa.
Really? Yeah. If?
They've done shot themselves.
I'm
going to
go Blazers, though, on that one.
Yeah.
Blazers have, and the sickest name of all time.
It is a great, I like the name, the logo is fire,
too. Trailblazers, come on.
But I will say, the Lakers, the way they did have their home jerseys, like back in the day, everyone's home jersey was white. Like everyone
Yeah,
was
they
white.
Decided yellow.
Yeah.
That was the the best move.
That was, like, fantastic. That's such a boss move right there. So I got to give the respect to Lakers in that faction, even though I
Well, they didn't even have a white jersey for a while, did they?
They did not. No,
yeah, I was going to say, it was yellow and purple.
Just yellow and purple. Well, no, gold and purple.
Or gold, yeah. Apologize.
I mean, it is yellow, but
yeah, purple and yellow, whatever. Either way, I will say the Blazers have some fire ones, especially that Rip City one.
Ooh,
it's
yeah.
clean. It's clean. It's soft. But I gotta go Lakers. Just
so we essentially just broke down the NBA Finals for you guys.
Yeah.
If you're gonna bet,
if you're gonna bet, take Nuggets, Raptors, Philly, Mavs, Bucks, Heat,
all based off jersey.
Rockets, Thunder. You can kind of go either way.
Yeah.
And the Blazers over the Lakers.
I'm on the Lakers on that one. I'm with. Like, I really do feel. Wait, okay. Jerome just saying, worst take by Brad. Who
okay.
The Pacer jersey he just seen?
The Miller. Yeah. The Miller era Pacer jersey.
No, what?
That was a good jersey.
Yeah, you're out. That's too much Hoosier talking.
Yeah,
in life right now.
Those jerseys look like they used to be white, and then someone put like too much bleach in, and then they got kind of off-white.
Bleach makes them more white.
No,
blood.
It's like
yeah,
a,
they do.
No,
I think that's supposed to be the case right
you
now.
You know what I'm talking about though
it
with bleach.
Like somebody
no, when
just
you use like bleach
wait,
on
white, do you not know what bleach does?
When you use bleach on white, it kind of creates like an off tinge. It doesn't create like a...
If done improperly. If
that's
you just
what
put,
I'm saying.
If you just put bleach on and do not wash it, then you're screwed. Which happened to one of my shirts recently. Actually, my TBP shirt. I'm really mad. Oh. I got bleach on it, and it accidentally, after I washed it... Not
have you guys seen those tie-dyes? Yeah, I was going to say the tie-dyes
just
for bleach.
Kit.
You just
tie-dye.
Take like a little squirt bottle and you tie-dye your shirt.
Yeah, I know. I've done a tie-dye before. Yeah. It's not like that...
Oh, it's not that... Not
it's
that.
Not that difficult to do.
The Pacers, huh? Wow.
Yeah.
You're just atrocious, okay. Brad.
Well,
I'm just
saying
to say... You just got some exceptionally good advice on how to follow the NBA playoffs, which are happening as we speak right now. Anyone got the score on the current game right now? I know we got the Celtics and 76ers still going on right now, or is that...
Yeah, it's still going on right now.
It's 99-91 Boston with 5 minutes left.
Okay. Wow, Boston. I mean, the 76ers,
you kind of
say.
Expected that, though.
And I'm not a big fan
I mean,
of
the last time I checked, 76ers were up
no,
five.
They're going to be good, but it's going to be, I think it's coming to be the Celtics out at the end of it.
Yeah, I think the Celtics are a lot more deep as a team, and they stretch the floor. I mean, Jaylen Brown is a nightmare on both sides of the ball.
Tatum's actually come to his own,
exactly.
Which is going
to
be
you know,
scary to see.
Time, so we'll see. And then don't forget, you have Kemba Walker, you know, bringing up the ball, so...
57 and a loss. That's got to feel like, as nice it is to score 57 and a loss, I just got to feel, that's got to feel a little gut-wrenching. Now, granted, you're not out, but you are down one.
Yeah, but that feeling of like, what else can I do? Like, I literally put the team on my back, went to overtime.
That is the problem with the Jazz. They're just not deep enough. That's what she said. And unfortunately... without Mike Conley, even with Mike Conley Jr., I just don't really see. I love Mike Conley Jr.
Yeah, but Mike
I think
Conley
they
would have
stole. I think they would have stole this game.
Yeah, I think they would have with Mike Conley Jr. I mean, if he puts up 50, even if he puts up 50, and
Conley's
Mike Conley Jr.
Put up
puts up 20, they win by 10.
Yeah.
I don't get why the Nuggets just can't roll over people then. Because I feel like the Nuggets have a team out there that just seems like a complete squad and they're big.
Yeah, and they're deep. I mean, they have, you know, probably eight guys, you know, on their entire roster that can actually play. You know what I mean? So when you have three guys coming off the bench that are not only role players but are actually scorers, it's weird that they can't. I mean, again, that's the West, though. It's the competition of the West. Like, the West is so tough, man.
I will say, though, based on that uni that Denver was wearing today, they could go to the finals in my book.
Really?
That uni could take them to the final.
Well, then who out in the East do you think could go out of the finals?
The Miami has a good
Miami
chance.
Heat.
Yeah, with that uni.
The Bucks as well?
The Bucks.
Okay.
I think it could be Miami
not
Bucks.
The Pacers, Brad.
No,
I'll
not
tell
Pacers.
You that.
They're out. Yeah, they're getting swept under the rug.
Okay, that's
and
fair.
Tossed out with the trash.
That is fair. Yeah. I was just trying to give a opposite take. And
you could have taken one. Really, there are plenty of times you could take an opposite take.
Yeah, and that should not have been the one.
Yeah, you could have taken the Magic.
Out of the East, that should not have been my one pick.
You could have taken the Magic. That would have been a fine one to take.
That's like saying...
There's so many. Okay, there's so many jerseys that decided to do that. Wait, what'd you say? Wait, did I miss something? No, don't repeat that. Okay, but there's so many.
Like you're signing with a
Okay, the, yeah.
There's so many teams with a pinstripe like form. It's just
done properly, it is glorious.
Yeah, the Yankees did it perfectly.
Well, they were the originators.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't think there's many teams that have done a great job since then.
The Magic.
The Chicago Bulls.
Ooh. The Bulls did a great job on that. Yeah. That was fresh. Yeah. For
Magic
sure.
Magic had a really good one, too.
I don't.
The white one they did with the pinstripe, not as good. The black pinstripe, that was the one that was mm-hmm. that.
Yep.
Yeah. It's all about how you do it with the color scheme.
I get it. Penny
Hardaway, it is.
The pinstripe. It's hard to pull off. I will say, a dying breed, though. Pinstripe suits. Don't see them anymore.
You don't.
Unless you're
Barry Melrose.
That is true. Yeah, that's a classic look for the man.
Yeah.
It's Canadian in him, I feel.
I mean, he pulls it off. It looks great.
I mean, he's got the slick back hair. You know, like, that dude is essence of cool. Like, I think I would love to, of all ESPN people out there, I think Barry Melrose might be one of the dude I'd like to just hang out with the most. Yeah.
I would love to have scotch with him.
Neil
Absolutely.
Everett.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yeah, get high with him.
On alcohol.
You can smoke weed. It's legal nowadays.
Oh.
This is KZFR. My goodness, everyone here smokes weed. Okay.
Allegedly. Don't put me in that bracket.
Oh.
Never seen you do.
Yeah.
Again, legal nowadays. I don't know what we're talking about. Why we're still looking at weed as such a bad thing. It's better for you than alcohol.
Better than sugar. And cigarettes.
I mean, come on.
But God forbid we do any scientific studies on it.
Everyone give me a toot-toot out there if you're all with me.
Toot toot.
There we go. One of these days, I want to have so much power.
Jerome, please don't ever miss a Monday again.
I can get everyone in the city to go toot toot with me on their highway, wherever they're at, on the streets. I want to hear.
I feel like that's an LA thing, though.
It's like a Gruden knock on wood. If you're with me, people are just honking their horns.
A little toot toot. I don't want to, because you got to respect the horn. Horns are important vessel in your tool.
Yeah, it's just a toot toot.
Very important tool in the vessel of your car.
Yeah.
You must utilize it. You can't be scared to use it either. People who are scared to use their horn, I'm like, what are you doing? It's there for a reason. People deserve the horn sometimes.
But don't abuse it. Don't abuse it.
Because they need to know when you get the horn, it means something. Now, the way you toot your horn, very important too. If you're behind somebody, they just need a little wave.
Well, you never toot your own horn.
No, if you toot your own horn. You toot a horn to somebody who needs to get going.
Yeah.
It's a little tap. If you need to get a little, hey, wake up call, just a boop. That's a beep. That's all you need to do. If you do a beep, that means you got some issue. If you got to do it again, then I hold a little longer.
I usually do like a double tap, a little beep beep.
A little beep beep. Something quick. Hey,
it's a quick one too.
Look alive, get going, look alive and move.
Yeah, exactly. But then if they don't get it, then you start to just do the hard honk.
Exactly. Now, if I'm really angry at somebody, they need to get like, it's a and then a quick stare over like, how dare you? Like, that's the angry one, you know? I don't like giving the finger anymore because it's just
like
not as much.
Like the toot-toot you're talking, like when you're leaving someone's house and that's they're like they're like on the porch and you're like toot-toot.
Toot-toot,
like,
bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly. That's a good attention getter.
Yes. Okay.
And then after that.
That's a good hello. Just a way to say, hey.
A little nudge.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be mean, but please move forward.
It's a respectful way to do it. Yes.
Okay.
The long hold, because it's an annoying sound. The horn is a terrible sound. We can agree.
Yeah,
it's not a great sound. You're not with me on this one. I don't feel like the horn.
You know what? Give me one sec. I got something.
You got some horns.
You know
that
what
are
really
just
grinds my gears?
People that have the truck horns and they're in a little SUV.
Oh, like the air horn?
Things? No. Like a semi truck horn. It's like no.
Yeah.
Even in a sedan, I don't want to. Do not want to hear a truck horn in the middle of a city in your little sedan.
I get what he's trying to do, but it's too much attention to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, just tooting your own horn right there.
Hey, even the train horn on a truck, I do not want to hear it.
Just give me a regular horn. We don't need anything aggressive. They're there for a reason. Some people need to be horned at to wake up because they're just not paying attention. All right, so back to sports. They're still happening. They really are. I promise. Even though this show has made it seem like they haven't, they're still there. What sports should we talk about next? The next thing I can go into is foot and mouth right now. It's the only other sport that's really other happening. So let's do it. Yeah.
It's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as
39 was last year and he could barely throw a ball out at a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's foot and mouth.
What a doozy of a weekend we are having when it comes to the football and world of football. Wow! Oh my goodness, if you Champions League once again, this year, not disappointing in any way, shape, or form. Last year, fantastic. This year, COVID.
BCSO is issuing an immediate evacuation order for Montgomery from the river to Orange Ave to Long Bar Northeast to the river due to fire. For more information, visit www.buttecounty.net/sheriff or call 833-512-5378.
All right, so football, amazing things are happening out there. Upsets galore.
Blowouts
happening. My goodness. Now, we're going to break it down. We're going to start off with the elephant in the room. No Messi, no Ronaldo in the semifinals in 14 years.
Wow.
That's just...
I mean, you can really truly see an era is being shifted right now where these two guys who were legends, still are legends, are slowly but surely coming down from that pedestal and being replaced by a young core of people that are ripe and ready to take over. We have a lot of great action out there. A lot of fantastic football is being played, and it does not involve Ronaldo or Messi.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, you've seen. I mean, granted, Juventus kind of gypped. That Lyon game, tough.
Mm-hmm.
Tough way to take it down. That penalty was awarded. Was not a penalty in any way, shape, or form. But either way, Lyon has prevailed. And what do they do again? They come in and take down Man City. Legitimately take down Man City. Man City cannot go up against Lyon. My goodness, that first half, Lyon was making Man City play their type of football. Man City came back in the second half and was trying to find a way. They got their goal. But my goodness, they could not hold off Lyon forever. They're young, feisty, and have a motor that does not stop.
Yeah.
So Man City down, Lyon threw into the semifinals. I was going to say the elephant in the room, Barcelona. They lost.
Yep.
Bayern Munich. Deutschland, Liz! Taking down the Barcelona, the mighty Messi, 8-2. It should have been 10-2. 10-1,
yeah,
actually.
It really should have.
10-1, it should have been. An own goal, they got an own goal by Alaba.
Yep.
And then a nice goal from Luisito Suarez. But other than that, it was complete and utter German domination on the field. They controlled every inch of that pitch. The midfield was theirs, and Barcelona looked like a JV team to a varsity team.
Yeah, it was bad. Real bad.
And this is Barcelona we're talking about. We're seeing a team that right now is in a complete and utter cluster fudge of situation.
I love how the Barcelona, help me out on the player's name, but a player came out right before the game and kind of chastised a little bit of Bayern Munich, saying, you know, this isn't the Bundesliga. You know, you're playing like the best team in the world, and they come out and beat them 8-2.
Yeah, this is Arturo Vidal.
Thank you.
Yeah, Arturo Vidal, who used to play for Bayern Munich. They got their asses handed to them on a silver platter. Bayern Munich is a complete squad that is going to be terrifying to face. They get Lyon in the semifinals, so there should be feasting. But this Lyon squad has done some wonders, and the Champions League has shown that in one game, that's all you're getting these days. One game, and no longer a two-legged race. In one game, amazing things can happen.
Now, did that just change this year with COVID?
Just for COVID.
Yeah. Okay. I was going to say, I'm like, wait a minute. I forgot.
Up until the semifinals, in the knockout stages, two legs.
Yeah,
each round.
And you've aggregate.
But now they don't have that in the quarterfinals, just not for time's sake. So just one game playoffs, and it's that provides a certain intensity. Because much in the same of like that, the NCAA tournament, how much you have love those upsets where just one team can get hot. Same thing in football.
Yeah.
A random team, if you can just somehow hold off it in striking a team that's far superior than you by somehow amazing defense, you can and somehow find a way to get a goal, just get that one goal you need.
And Lyon was away on that one, right?
Technically speaking, but everyone,
they were technically
all,
away.
They're all being played in Lisbon.
Like, oh,
all,
they are?
In Lisbon. Oh, yeah,
all okay.
Lisbon. So they're all
gotcha.
In the same stadium right now.
I was going to say that 3-1 score would have been a great aggregate for Lyon being away.
Yeah, there's no technical. It's just all played in a neutral site at this point in time.
Gotcha.
And it was, luckily for me, taking Bayern Munich and my pick for the parlay panned out.
Smart pick.
Fortunately for Giroux, that Man City loss was shocking.
Yeah,
I have written down when we were doing those picks that you claimed that Man City game a lock.
I did. I would have picked it.
They were on my parlay.
Well, yeah. We'll take notes, Brad. Anytime anyone ever says this is a lock, you never use the L word, first of all, in betting. Ever.
Well, there's two of them.
Ever. No, there isn't. There's one, and it's lock. You never use it, Brad.
What about luck?
Mute your mic, Brad.
I was right, and you know it.
No, Brad, you're not. God, I wish Jarrow was here so he could hit you.
I'm hearing another L word right now. Loser.
Yeah, well, that's what we were.
Yeah,
because of that pick. Well, also my Rockies pick didn't really help out. So,
I mean, again, you talk to anyone in the football, and Brad said it. What, they were plus 1,200 at one point in time.
Yeah, right before I was like almost about to jump on him. Yeah. I was like, just for like a little
plus 1,200 for Leon at the start of that game. So wow. Everyone thought it, and just granted. Like I said, that's all you need in football is just one game. And a team like Lyon and Atlanta, that's all they need sometimes is just one game.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a semifinals, PSG versus RB Leipzig and Bayern Munich. Versus Lyon. Thank you, Brad.
Yep.
In the next one. And that's going to be happening Tuesday and Wednesday, respectively. Luckily, Brad, also in the Europa League, that's happening too.
Sevilla.
Man U fallen to Sevilla, the kings of the Europa League. If there's one team that knows how to win a cup, it's Sevilla and it's the Europa League. They know how to take that win down. They've won it, I want to say, three times already in the past 10 years. Less time than that.
Yeah.
And Unai Emery did wonders over there. Not wonders anywhere else. Just there at Sevilla in the Europa League. So that's where he lives. In the high society of the dumps. That's what the Europa League essentially is. Yes, it is a legitimate competition, but it's the bastard child to the Champions League. You didn't make the Champions League. It's the NIT tournament.
Oh,
that's pretty
okay.
much what there it is.
It's the ginger of the of the group.
Okay, calm down, Brad.
Anyways,
yes.
Moving from European back to local, this is not FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico listener supporter community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond.
Talking about practice is made possible by the generous contribution of KZFR supporters and by Poland's Cyclery. Shouts to Poland's right now. Providing self-propelled transportation, infinity miles to the gallon. I just added that part in. I'm sorry, but you do get infinity miles to the gallon because you don't have to put gas in your legs. Just feed it properly. And non-polluting recreation. That's right. Just your farts. Poland's has been serving the Chico community since 1918 in 801 Main Street in downtown Chico and can be reached at 342-1055. Shouts to Poland's. I pretty much get everything I need for my bike there. It's always nice.
Yeah.
Supporting your local businesses one pedal at a time.
Nice.
Like Brad did say, this is talking about practice. Chico's number one locally produced sports talk radio show. The only one that matters to you. Are you ready to do some little looking into the future? I know you're not much,
we could talk about the parlay.
Talk about the monies that we've won and lost and
all right.
Heartache that we feel. Looking into the futures.
Hey, it's me. Knock, knock. So, you got my money? You gonna give me my money? Where's my money, man? You know my name, now give me my money.
Oh, I wish... I might need to get a new drop if I can't start winning, because I'm not getting any money. I'm just giving money at this point, and it's...
I mean, that drop's, you're saying, is too good for you then?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, okay. Like, it's too hot fire.
It is too hot fire, yeah.
Like, I can't even hold it.
I mean, it is...
Well, I just gotta start winning is what I gotta do.
Drew's finest handiwork, probably.
Yeah, might be.
Yeah.
So we do a practice parlay, is what we call it. So far, that's all it has been, is just practice, because we are 0-3 on our parlays. What we do every Friday on our podcast, shout out to our podcast, talking about practice, get it anywhere you get podcasts. You like that plug?
Yeah, I'd say shameless self-promotion. I love it.
But this week, we do a 5-tee. Everyone individually picks a game. We rope that all into each other, throw down an undisclosed amount of money, and hope to win.
Usually nothing.
So far, nothing.
Yeah.
We're a bunch of fakers.
Is this our best week, though, so far?
This is our closest week.
Okay,
yeah.
That's what I want to know.
Yeah, 3 out of 5.
Okay.
3 out of 5, which is almost kind of making me turn towards, you know, how we did last year with my NCAA football picks, is we should start taking the parlay, but we should also take those individually. Because 3 out of 5, we're still at least breaking even, you know? And then it's just...
I mean, on some of these, we're getting them in their pluses.
Yeah, exactly.
So
maybe we should look into that, boys.
Good math.
We might see a little bit more dollars in our bank accounts. But yeah, we had Man City, which was a lock to Derek, lose 3-1. And then I also took Moneyline Rockies over the Rangers. Who saw that coming?
Should have done the second game.
And, yeah.
I'm pretty sure you made that one a lock, too.
Yeah, I did make that a lock.
Yeah. Actually, I don't think I said lock.
No, you said it was... I'll say, like, guaranteed. Yeah,
stuff,
no, you did.
I never say the L word.
I re-listened to the...
Rewind the tapes.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's hear it.
Said lock.
We'll check it out. I bet you anything right now.
The thing is, I'm going to make my claim that you did say it because you're not going to go back here and check it.
Oh, I will.
I will.
Yeah.
And he's going to corroborate whatever I tell him to say.
Collaborate. Is that some seafood dish I've never heard about?
Just
corroborate.
Next to the crustaceans.
I'll hear what you say and then I'll reword it to make it sound a little bit better.
The funniest part about this, though, is I think we really need to start plugging into Jordan because Jordan does not want to do this at all. We really kind of almost force him to do these parlay picks with us. He's 3-0, you guys.
Wait, did he even... No, okay, he didn't pick
all three that he suggested to pick. The UFC, the one that he picked, wasn't in our...
True.
Wasn't on our website to pick, so...
Yeah.
He's been 3-0, though.
I'm...
He picked the 76ers over the Rockets, okay. +4.5. They won by 30.
Yeah.
The kid's on fire.
I'm not far behind.
Brad, you're not great.
I'm... 2-1, just because your betting sites are sexist, they don't put the WNBA up. It's not my fault.
Better than you.
Yeah, what are you?
Andrew.
Wait, what? No. What are you?
What am I? What? What do you mean?
What are you betting on your practice parlay? 0-3. That's what I thought.
I'm 1-2.
Oh, you actually won one. Congratulations.
Yeah. How are you going to talk to me, Brad?
Because I'm beating you right now. That's how I'm
betting for you, Brad. You are my specimen.
And guess what? I'm doing better than you right now.
You're not, Brad.
But I am.
I have the higher ground.
I can't wait for the show to be over. And I'm
the Padawan has become the master.
Put hands on him.
Do it. You won't.
Yeah, so look for next Friday. Hopefully we get out of this losing streak and get our parlay into the win column.
Any locks for the week?
Maybe.
Okay.
We'll let you know later in the week.
When they actually happen.
Teaser right there. We're not going to give it to you here. You got to search for it, y'all. You got to work a little bit. Before we get into the news right now, I just have a topic I really need to talk about because it's something that's been on me for quite some time.
Okay.
Figuratively and literally. Scabs.
Oh.
I don't know about you guys. I have a serious issue where I have to pick my scab, like, no matter what.
I feel it.
Are you guys in that same boat?
I'm in the same boat. Same boat.
No matter how bad, I need to pick my scab.
Yeah, I mean, it depends.
I don't know. Like, I just feel...
Depends.
I mean, do you pick it, like, it's a bad one, it's the next day, do you pick it, or do you, like, let it kind of sit?
I usually let some skin develop over it, okay. So there's something to pick. I always got to pick something. I'm not going to pick out, like, raw skin. I'm going to have some crustacean over
just want to see.
First horns, now scabs.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm picking my scab right now, and I'm just like, it's gross.
Gross.
No. Jero's not here. He's taking advantage of it. Let the man do this.
All right? The less to afford, I'm trying. But scabs, legitimately, I probably have a lot more scars in my body than I probably would just because I've done times I pick my scabs. And they're on me for a lot longer, too. Like, if you just let a scab go, it's usually gone in, like, I think 13 days or something. It's, like, the way the body works.
Yeah. I mean, I'll pick a scab, like, if it's, like, it's towards the end of its life, you know? It's, like, kind of got that itchy standpoint where you're just,
it's always itchy to me for some reason.
I just want to get it off, but...
That might not be a scab. Just saying.
Yeah, okay, when I...
Brad, leave it at the pigskin joke, and that was enough, all right? That was good. And you could have walked away happy with that.
I feel like that was a good one. Still,
keep going.
There's a big difference between rashes and scabs, my man.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean,
big difference.
Well, you said they were itchy, and I'm just okay. All mute.
Thank you, Brad.
Either way, scabs, y'all. I'm a big picker of them. John, not so much.
No.
Let me know what you all think. Do you pick your scabs? I want to know.
And if you want to tell us, it's at TBP and Not a Game.
We're
on Instagram.
Right now.
We're live
online,
right now.
Live right now. So, I know my live audience. Y'all pick your scabs. I need to know. Anybody responding? Okay. Now, You can give me my news now. Now that we're off the scab topic.
Let's go into your news.
Yeah, thank you.
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, I don't know about you. I usually like this time of year, despite the U-Haul season that we're facing here in Chico. It's Shark Week over on Discovery Channel, and Shark Week, always a glorious time. Now, as somebody who, as a kid, watched Jaws for the first time and was so scared, we couldn't finish watching it as a household, and I couldn't go into the water for about 3 months, finally got over that. Loves the movie Jaws now, and loves Shark Week, because sharks are badass. Now, what also is badass? Australians. Australians are pretty badass. Why? Because you live on a really messed up continent. Really, really messed up continent.
Wabbit season.
Rabbit. Philly rabbit. Either way, y'all live in a country, a continent, that is like a reason why it's separated from the rest of the world, because we don't want that crap getting anywhere near us. So you're all tough. Y'all tough SOBs living on that continent, island. It's called a continent, but it's an island. It really, is it still considered an island?
Well, I mean, it's both.
Technically speaking, all continents are technically islands. Like, we're all surrounded by water. Like, we're all technically one giant island right now. Like, it breaks at the Panama Canal, and it stops over at the Arctic Ocean. And we're all surrounded by water. It's just a giant island, if you think about it. Like, when does an island stop and continents begin?
I think it's the size of something.
Yeah, is that Australia? Is that... Because Greenland is not a continent. Is it considered an island, though? It's not attached to Canada. It's actually its own entity, I believe. Or does it belong to Canada?
I mean, no, it's its own country.
Is it its own country?
Is this the news?
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's not. So, Australia... What happens in Australia are crazy things, such as shark attacks. And this Shark Week is proving that shark attacks actually happen quite often. And sharks are everywhere. Like, I remember thinking that sharks are only in warm water. Lies! They're everywhere. Cold water, hot water, no water, their water, your water, don't matter, it's theirs. So, Chantel Doyle was surfing, naturally, what Australians do, over on Shelley Beach in Port Macquarie. When a 10-foot juvenile great white bit her leg. Luckily, her boyfriend, Mark Rapley, was there. And what did he do? Started punching that shark in the face. Doing what you're supposed to do, apparently.
Right in the nose.
Yeah, right in the nose. Yep. Until shark let go.
Or the eyes.
Or gouged its eyes, yeah.
And luckily was able to get her out. Now, Doyle, great last name. It's a fun name to say, Doyle.
Doyle!
Doyle. Chantel Doyle has some really serious... and life-threatening injuries to her leg. Oh. Luckily, they were able to save the leg and save her life, and she is stabilized. But still, if it was not for the rapid thinking of punching the shark in the nose and the face, you'd probably be gone right now, at least no leg. So, yeah. There you go, people. Shark attacks. Careful when you're in the water.
Yeah.
They'll get you. I do love somebody in the
Thank
ocean,
God
though.
For Mark, because I would have just...
Yeah, I'm out.
Sorry.
Yeah. I mean, because you never know. There's one you think there's multiple, but usually sharks are not pack hunters. So there's
there are a few, but very, very few.
You're not being attacked by killer whales here. Okay, now here's a scary situation we're facing right now, y'all. Obviously, when COVID happened, a lot of businesses had to close down. Some businesses were shining though, and this is their time to thrive. Now, for many of us, before COVID, there was one food that was always delivered to our houses, no matter the situation. COVID, no COVID. Rain, sleet, or snow. That was your pizza. Now, luckily for us, pizza was still there when they shut down all the stores. And what happened? We also had to order our pizza. Pizza sales went through the roof. Good on them pizza joints. However, this surge in pizzas has led to a spike in pepperoni usage, which has led to a shortage in pepperonis, which is now meaning your pepperoni pizza, less pepperonis. Maybe no pepperonis in the future if we don't stop.
What?
Pepperoni production is facing a very large hit with the COVID because they're how much they're having to produce and cannot keep up with the demand right now. So I'm telling people, don't get cheese because that's boring. Like, sausage, y'all. Get some sausage. Well, that's still technically pepperoni, the sausage, but not the pepperoni sausage. The sausage.
You know what's going to save the day?
What?
Hawaiian pizza.
I'm all about Hawaiians. People
Hawaiian
that are against pizza
is going to save the day.
Those people are. I don't get why you're so vehemently against pineapple on pizza. It's a delicious thing.
Taken out back and shot.
No, honestly, I loved it because no one else liked it, and I got the whole pizza all to myself.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, I don't get why people don't. Oh, you, sweet and savory is something we do all the time.
Yeah,
I don't get why people are so vehemently against it. Hawaiian pizza is my favorite.
I mean, I'm a Canadian bacon fan. I love
your Canadian bacon. Is like a meat lover's with Canadian bacon.
I also like pineapple, but not on pizza.
I don't get that.
I'm also allergic to it.
Well, that is true.
Well, that okay. Then there's your reason.
Yes.
Yeah, but I already didn't like it on pizza before I found out I was allergic.
It was probably because you're allergic that entire time.
Yeah, maybe. It's gross.
Now here's a story that brings a smile to my face. Last one. Now, as many of you know, I'm someone that I respect our wildlife. I know that wildlife is wild, and therefore you can never know what it's going to do, and you should treat it as such. There are some people out there that do not share my opinions, and I hope the worst for them. And luckily, I was faced with such a situation here at Custard State Park when a woman, a 54-year-old woman from Iowa, started getting a little too close to a bison's calf. What did that bison do? Her natural instinct. Protect her calf. And cause some serious bodily harm to that woman. Now, we're always told to keep your distance. Unfortunately, this woman did not. Is now. Remains unconscious right now. At this point in time. But she's expected to make a full recovery with some serious injuries, though.
Good.
Now, that is nice. A lesson to be learned. But these types of stories, I always, as bad as it sounds, I hope for the worst. Why? Because people who don't understand, like, I find joy in seeing suffer the consequences of someone's own stupidity. So I'm for that. When someone wants to take on a challenge that you know is dangerous and you shouldn't do it, and you suffer from it, the worst thing possible, I'm like, you know what? You got what you deserve. Now, the reason why I'm bringing this going a little bit further is because there's a story I wanted to get into. I was watching the movie Hostiles on Netflix. I seriously got into 5 minutes into not even 5 minutes in the movie before I turned it off because of how ridiculous it was.
The Western?
The Western one, yeah. Hostiles, yes. So the first opening sequence of the movie is a man is on his frontier land with his wife teaching his two daughters what an adverb is, and he's in the front yard sawing away at his little sawmill. And as he looks up, he sees 6 or 7 Native Americans riding towards him. And what does he do? He runs inside of his house and says, "They're coming, you've got to go." And his wife tries to tell him to come with them, but he says, "No, they're going to take everything and burn down the house. I have to defend it." Admirable, right? So what does he do? He takes his gun and charges full force at 6 guys on horses with his rifle and starts shooting at them. No coverage whatsoever. The cover of his cabin and charged them. And he's like, "Oh, they're going to burn the house." Yeah, they're going to kill you and then burn the house. And then what happens? He gets his wife and daughters, well, actually his two daughters killed, and their baby son too, because of his stupidity. And I was like, I found joy in that because, like, you deserve that. Your family got your own stupidity because you decide to run after them. Leave the damn house. It's made from wood. You just built it. Build another one. That's what you did back then. You built log cabins. And you still go out there charging them. What are you doing? Why would you do that? You leave. I was like, I turned it off. I was like, I can't watch
this. Is this an IMDb review or the news?
No, it is. It's come that way. Because I saw this movie, it reminded me of this scene. And I was like, why I turned off Hostiles? Because I couldn't watch that stupidity anymore. I was like, when someone is that stupid, you get what you deserve.
Rotten apples should hire you.
I'm just saying, like, why are you doing that?
Not only that, Yelp, but also the anyone. Lakers as an advisor.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
So that's the news, y'all. Wait, I wasn't.
That's the news.
I think we're gonna go from one Isamaki to the better Isamaki. Aaron Isamaki, are you on?
I'm here.
Perfect. Oh, thank you.
God.
Oh,
were you just listening to that, Aaron?
No, I was not, actually.
Oh, thank God.
You got lucky. You got lucky.
Quality radio.
I can tell you, though, do not watch the movie Hostiles.
We did learn that.
Very good.
I did hear Derek talking about Jaws, and he conveniently left out the part that he also started bawling hysterically.
I said that. Yeah, I said awesome. We had to turn it off because I was too scared. I mean, maybe I didn't say I was bawling, but sure. I thought it was implied. Bawling hysterically.
Okay. That is a key ingredient we needed.
Yeah.
I mean, you weren't having a good time either, so don't, like, blame it on me.
Listen, I wasn't the one bawling hysterically, Derek. So.
I mean, you had a harder time going back into the water after from that movie than I did.
I still don't like the ocean. Yeah. I love Shark Week, but let me tell you, I am scared of those sharks.
As you should be.
They'll get you.
Respect them.
Stay away. As you know, I've just said in my pad, don't get that close.
Speaking of being afraid, the UFC was this weekend.
I will say that I'm afraid of both Stipe and Daniel Cormier, even though Daniel Cormier lost to Stipe Miocic for the heavyweight. It was a great fight, though. I thought it was a great fight.
Now, in the, I believe it was the first or second round where Cormier took or what the judge thought was a punch, but obviously, clearly off video replay, you saw it was half of an index finger into his eye.
Into his eyeball.
I mean, it's kind of crappy to have to go out and retire, you know, out on your last fight for Cormier for that. I mean, do you think, like, in those moments, is there like a new rule that should come about, like, to be able to?
It is really unfortunate, and it happened in the middle of the third round. You know, you can't. What are you going to do? Instant replay in UFC? Right. It's really hard to judge that, and it happened in the third round, and none of the judges gave Cormier that round, so it does make you kind of wonder. But the fifth round, no one scored for Cormier, and only one judge gave him more than one round. So it seemed a pretty clear consensus that Cormier did not have what it takes. He's 41. It's the third time he's fought Stipe. He's still a beast. And it is unfortunate, but, you know, it happened twice to Stipe. Cormier did it to Stipe twice. So Cormier was a really stand-up guy, and he goes, you know, it happens. You know, Stipe apologized numerous times. I'm so sorry, my bad. But it's just, you know, it's kind of one of the things that happens. It's just unfortunate.
But, I mean, there should be a punishment for that, right? Was there a punishment for that punch or that poke?
No. Well, because the thing is, in UFC, if the ref doesn't see it and doesn't call it, that's it. And the ref came out afterwards, you know, at the time, Daniel said to him, he poked me in the eye. The ref was like, I didn't see it. I can't do anything. And he came out and he said, I missed it. I'm so sorry. I completely dropped the ball there. But again, he didn't see it. And what are you going to do? Does anyone want replay in the UFC?
Right.
I mean, yeah, I think that would definitely ruin it. But what happens if a ref does see a poke? Is there disqualification, or is it just like points off your score?
I mean, you might be able to get a point deduction, but that's usually like a really severe penalty to give someone.
Okay.
So the fight didn't even stop. Normally, like, the fight would stop. They'd have, you know, Cormier, they give him a certain amount of time to recover.
Mm-hmm.
But he said after that, he was blinded and torn retina, so it was pretty bad. But, mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, there's just not much that you can do, which is really unfortunate.
They came out and said he did tear his retina?
Torn retina.
Wow.
Yep. But again, it happened to Stipe in the last fight when Cormier got him in the eye. And it's just, mm-hmm. you know, I don't think it was purposeful.
Yeah.
But it's like, it happens. So.
I mean, when you get into an octagon with somebody and you're told to beat each other's brains out, stuff's going to happen at some point in time, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's a part of the sport, y'all.
Yeah, and, you know, the other co-main event, Sugar Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Chito Vera.
Yeah, I saw he got, like, TKO'd, but it was an injury. He didn't get, like, submitted or anything, did he?
Well, so here's the thing is, he came in, they said he had a broken foot. It was his first pro fight, but he came in and he clearly was not the same. Chito gave him one kick. It was the second kick to the knee pretty early on in the round, and you could tell he was just not the same. He could not put weight on the foot. At one point, he tried to plant his right foot and take a step, and he could have put weight on it, and he was dragging it. He sort of went down. His knee buckled. And then, I think he was just in so much pain, Chito gave him a good punch. He went down, and Chito got on top of him. It was like throwing punches, and that's why the fight got stopped, because He couldn't defend himself. I think he was in so much pain. So he technically walked out of the octagon, but he walked onto a stretcher. So, oh,
wow. I think that from what I heard, his x-rays came back negative. So I think it was just...
Yeah, so I did. I was looking into it, and I of course didn't write it down because I thought I'll remember. But I did. I was watching this doctor kind of dissect what he thinks happened, and it's like a muscle that attaches to your foot. And so, because he didn't have like if that muscle is torn, then you are unable to plant weight on your foot. And I think it seems like that's what happened. It's some sort of torn muscle in his foot, and it's not broken.
Dirty
from
way
what
to
I
go.
Understand.
But I mean, it's his first professional fight, so we should be. I mean, he was kind of up and coming before this.
Well,
I mean, I've heard a lot of people kind of talking about him.
He was like the next Kimbo Slice is kind of what I think is that they were trying to tout him as. But now he's injured. You know, that's not a good sign.
Right.
Well, moving on from the octagon, hockey is still happening. Playoff on the ice
is still happening.
Fuck yeah!
And it has been.
Thank you.
There were three overtime games yesterday. It has been incredibly exciting. The Colorado Avalanche scored 7 goals today. They are up in the series, so I'm killing it, I would just like to say. Not
I mean, hockey is living up to its expectations right now.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta love
it. Really,
I mean, playoff
is.
Hockey is always an exciting time, especially when you get that overtime action. Anything with
overtime
sudden death
action.
In it.
I love
in.
It.
And we're like past all the weird scheduling, right? We're just into like kind of the thick
straight
of
playoffs now.
Straight playoffs
straight
now.
Playoffs
all that round
right
robin,
now.
Everything's like kind of over with.
But honestly, the two number 12s made it in. And Montreal, that had like a 2% chance to make it in right before the COVID hit, they made it in.
Wow.
Yeah.
I believe they were playing the Bruins. Oh, wait, it was the Penguins. And the Penguins are super injured, though. So it's not to discredit them, but.
No.
You know, they
but
were
I
not.
Mean, like, it's a. It's a fortunate play-in game, but still, they made it in.
Besides your Avalanche, Aaron, who do you see as kind of a surprise so far in these playoff series?
Well, I'm going to go with the New York Islanders because they are beating the Caps 3-1. Washington Capitals won it 2 years ago. They were looking good coming into it. I thought that they were really going to do something, and New York has found their groove, and they are... just destroying them.
Just a quick correction, they're 3-0, not 3-1.
Oh, really? Oh, I thought
yeah.
we were playing game 5 tomorrow.
Nope, game 4 tomorrow. You're good.
Okay, well.
Islanders,
my bad.
Doing better than you thought right there.
Yeah.
All right, Aaron, anything else for us on the way out?
No, but Joe Kelly is still Carlos Correa's father.
Legend forever. My goodness.
And Derek cries
forever.
In movies.
Jaws when a head comes popping out of a hole in a boat. Yes, that scares me when I'm like, what, 4 years old, 5 years old? Okay, I'm sorry.
Jared, you were at least 7.
Okay.
This keeps getting better.
You were scared too. All right.
Thank you, Aaron. We'll see you next week.
Love you guys.
We'll talk
have
to
a
you
good
then.
One.
We'll talk to you then. No seeing. okay, like you said, talking about practice, we're finishing on a strong note right there. That's why we bring on our heavy hitters.
She's a relief pitcher of sorts.
Yeah, she's a heavy hitter on the back end that we know that's always going to give us some quality minutes, some quality innings of work right there, so we appreciate that. I do want to say, we're going to bring it back to my type of show, where I'm actually going to talk about a sport I actually love other than football, racing. For those of you out there, I'm a big-time Formula One and MotoGP fan, and the Formula One and MotoGP world are in full effect. MotoGP had a fantastic race over in Austria this week. That is motorcycle racing. Two wheels for you guys out there. Now, if you're watching them, which probably most of you weren't, so that's why I'm here to tell you about them. Two incredible crashes. When I say incredible, life-threatening crashes that luckily no lives are taken, but still makes you reminds you of how crazy these dudes are for getting on these machines. Now, in the Formula One world, Lewis Hamilton is doing his thing. He's the best racer in the world. He's surpassing Michael Schumacher, who used to be a name that he was Michael Jordan back in the day. I remember those lists growing up of who were the highest paid athletes. Michael Schumacher was always number one. Now, Lewis Hamilton is overtaking that man in terms of all the podiums he had, champions he's getting, points he's acquired. The only problem I have with Lewis Hamilton, dude takes way too many shirtless selfies. I don't know about you. Guys that take shirtless selfies, you're out on my book. I have no respect for those dudes. Like, if you're in the mirror taking a shirtless selfie, get out.
Now, I got to ask, what if it's for, like, a weigh-in, like, a transformation type thing?
Get
Is
out.
That different?
I'll allow it.
Okay.
People, I don't need to know if you're fat and skinny. Congratulations for you doing that right now. But, right, like, okay. You're just trying to say, hey, look how good. All you're trying to say is, hey, everybody, look
I
how
can
good
do it.
I look.
You can
you
do
know?
It.
Yeah.
It's motivations.
All right, fine. Everyone needs motivation right now. You know what your motivation should be? The fear of dying a quick and painful death. A slow and painful death, I'm sorry. From obesity or heart disease or diabetes. My goodness. Get out there and jog a couple of miles a day, y'all. Actually, I can't. I won't say that because if I jog a couple of miles, I might hurt myself. Get on, ride a bike. You got Poland Cycleria down there. We got North Rim Adventure Sports on the other side. Get your cycling on, y'all. Live a better life.
We also have Mountain Sports.
Yeah, Mountain Sports. That's what I was talking about.